Mike Pence has reportedly said privately that he'd consider invoking the 25th Amendment if Trump becomes, quote, more unstable. Jimmy Kimmel said, more unstable? That's like Noah saying, if this rain gets any worse, I might have to build an ark. Kimmel again, some of them are saying there isn't enough time to hold impeachment hearings. They've got a point. You know, usually when the Senate tries to ram something through that quickly, it's a conservative Supreme Court justice. Colbert, some people are saying, why bother? He's only got a few days left in office. To them, I reply, he's got a few days left in office. You can do a lot. That's enough to create the universe and then take a 3-day weekend. Fallon, yep, Trump is being impeached again right now. Everyone in America is having a deja coup. Seth Meyers, why are we waiting for Pence to act? He spent 4 years by this president's side as he's repeatedly excused or incited violence and sowed the destruction of our democracy. I feel like we're a group of school children at the zoo waiting for the sloth to do something. He's not going to do anything. Let's go see the polar bear. Kimmel, personally, I don't think we should impeach him twice. I think we should impeach him 3 times just to make sure it sticks. Fallon, if you think Trump's upset about getting impeached, imagine how he felt the other day when Twitter announced they're permanently suspending his account. A lifetime ban. Trump's basically the Pete Rose of social media. Colbert, damn, a lifetime Twitter ban has got a sting. They took away his precious. Kimmel, the only thing scarier than Donald Trump tweeting is Donald Trump not tweeting. It was a way for us to know where he was. It's like when they put a bell on a cow. Colbert, according to a senior administration official, when he found out, the president went ballistic, a troubling description of the guy who still has the nuclear codes. Colbert, now he's just getting Kayleigh McEnany to write his tweets on poster board and hold them out by the underpass. Kimmel, many in Trump land believe it's wrong to encourage a corporation to ban someone for the political statements, which, oh wait, who was the guy that told the NFL to ban the players who kneeled? Ah, that was Donald Trump. I guess that was different. Fallon, Trump started this year thinking he should be on Mount Rushmore. Now he can't even get on Instagram. Very good. Fallon, right now Trump's phone is stuffed into a pile of rice after being drenched with tears. And Fallon, seriously, in 1 weekend, Trump's phone became a $2,000 flashlight. In a shocking development, Sarah Cooper and I agree on something. You know Sarah. She is famous for pantomiming to Donald Trump videos on TikTok, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. I was reading this article on Variety called Trump Spoofing Rent Adaptation, 11,780 Votes is the Jam of the Unfolding 2021 Political Season. You recall the song from Rent that goes 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? Well, the Gregory brothers, who are the team behind the popular viral franchises Songify the News, Autotune the News, and Songify This, they took Donald Trump's call to the officials in Georgia from like 10 days ago. That's the one where he said, I just want to find 11,780 votes. They auto-tuned it to the tune of Seasons of Love for a song called 11,780 Votes. I must have played this 15 times after discovering it. The celebrated Trump satirist Sarah Cooper said, it stuck in my head. Sarah Cooper and I agree on something. You know, Sarah, she pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. She says it's stuck in my head. I say it's stuck in my head. Sarah and I can drive cross country listening to this one song and we will get along. Original Rent cast member Anthony Rapp called the parody fantastic and retweeted it with an endorsement saying, I think it's safe to say that Jonathan Larson, who's the composer of the song, would have been very proud. He was intensely political and would have hated Donald. I love this. 11,780 votes. Go find it. Like I said, I posted it on my socials. Ricky Gervais in space? Sure, why not? Gulf News tells us that when Ricky was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Fallon asked Ricky about his thoughts on space exploration. Totally not a setup for a bit at all. Like, if you booked Ricky Gervais on your show, you'd be like, all right, let me ask him about The Office. He's going to unplug Afterlife. He's really into animals. And let me ask him about space exploration, just randomly not setting up a bit at all. And Ricky revealed he was offered the chance to be the first comedian in space. Ricky said, I was offered one of those things where you go up into space for 15 minutes and it was like a group of billionaires and they offered me the chance to be the first comedian to do a stand-up show in space. I went, no, I'm not going to risk it. I'm one of those that is careful even crossing the road. Also, these people have paid $300,000 to go into space and have a look around. They go there and it's Ricky Gervais doing 10 minutes. They can watch me on YouTube. Speaking of space, from Apple Insider, Andy Samberg and Ben Stiller are teaming up with Apple TV for a sci-fi comedy drama series. There are no known details other than Andy Samberg will star in Apple TV's untitled sci-fi comedy drama series starring Andy Samberg. I'm in. Like, I love Andy. That's great. Kevin Hart got one of those Adam Sandler deals with Netflix. Hart will produce and star in 4 new movies that will play exclusively on Netflix. Everything on Netflix is kind of okay, isn't it? The Crown was really good, and House of Cards, which, did you know Kevin Spacey was in that? Yeah, he was in it, apparently. I didn't know that, because when you scroll down on Netflix and they show House of Cards, no mention of Kevin Spacey, no picture of Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey, yeah, apparently he had a pretty big role on the show if you watch it, but I digress. Netflix, yeah, so now they're going to have 4 new movies starring Kevin Hart. In a statement, Kevin Hart said, "Partnering with Netflix is an amazing opportunity for Heartbeat and myself." You know who else is supposedly getting into comedy? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. According to newspaper The Sun, the couple are considering producing comedy shows. An insider told the paper, "Meghan and Harry's approach to their TV ambitions has always been serious, but it's hard to imagine them coming up with the next Only Fools and Horses. This American is unfamiliar with that show, but apparently it was a very popular series broadcast by the BBC between 1981 and 2003. In 2004, Only Fools and Horses was voted Britain's best sitcom. I'll have to check that out. And it's not like I don't try. Last night, I watched 4 episodes of The IT Crowd, The It Crowd. I watched 4 episodes of Peep Show, and I watched an episode of The Mighty Boosh. That's what I did for real last night. Speaking of Harry and Meghan, if you like them and the rest of the royal family, this is a good opportunity for me to plug Palace Intrigue. That is a podcast. It's like this, with royal stuff and not much comedy stuff, except for like this story. This story will make both podcasts. I'm the writer on Palace Intrigue. Mark Francis is your host. 5 minutes a day, keeping up with the royal family. If you're into The Crown, this is like season 17 of The Crown in real time. So check out Palace Intrigue wherever you get your shows. From the Laugh Button, they're making a Lucy and Desi movie. Alan Sorkin is the writer on this. Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball. Javier Bardem as Desi Arnaz. Okay, that's not too bad, right? Like, I don't know who would be better. Sure, that works. The film is called Being the Ricardos. It follows Lucy and Desi during one production week from hell of I Love Lucy, faced with 2 crises. One crisis could end production, and a second could end their marriage. It's being produced by Amazon Studios. Cool, I'll watch the heck out of that. And David Cross told the Interrobang, "Oh man, I miss so many things. I miss riding the subway. I miss traveling. I really miss traveling. Like, I used to bitch about it all the time. You know, like, I got to go to the airport and I'm only gone for 3 days. Then I got to go back to the airport. Man, I really miss that. I miss the airport. I miss the airport. What? Yeah, I miss the airport. And bars. More than anything. It's weird because I've been drinking. I already drink a lot, but I've been drinking more since COVID. But more inside by myself. That's not good. And yeah, I miss more than anything being able to go out and do sets. I did a couple outdoor shows, but that's not even remotely the same. And yeah, I miss doing stand-up. I miss going to hot, sweaty, dank underground basements in Brooklyn and doing stand-up, being in a cramped green room with beer that's getting warmer by the second. But I really miss it a lot." That is your daily comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcast, Overcast, or wherever you get your shows. Catch you tomorrow.